This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. President Obama held up an iPad this morning at a school in Maryland. It's part of his announcement to get better tech to almost all students within 5 years. Better internet speed, more software, devices. The program is called Connect Ed. It's getting money from places like the Federal Communications Commission, which has pledged $2 billion over 2 years. And also from tech companies. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
The president came prepared with his best soundbite.
In a country where we expect free Wi-Fi with our coffee, we should definitely demand it in our schools.
That's especially true because many of the high-stakes tests students will take in coming years are administered online. Evan Marwell runs Education Superhighway. According to his group's research, about a third of schools have enough broadband to give the most advanced tests. Another third could give more basic online exams. And a third couldn't give online tests at all.
That's a problem.
The money schools get comes from a $2.4 billion fund called E-Rate. That's money phone companies collect as fees. But so far, only half of it goes to broadband connections. Some of it pays for cell phones, and a quarter of it pays for phone service, landlines.
You know, it made sense back at the beginning of the program, right? Because how did most schools get on the internet back in 1996? Dial-up. But today, how many schools get on the internet with dial-up?
And with the E-Rate funds that do pay for broadband, it turns out we don't really know exactly how much bandwidth schools are getting for that money. Telecom providers don't report that to the FCC. Why not? Here's Danielle Kell, who studies tech policy at the New America Foundation.
They don't actually ask the providers for that precise information.
She's hoping the agency will change that don't ask, don't tell practice. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
Also, a note, I talked to Janet Shea yesterday. She's a voice of Frozen's Princess Anna. We misidentified where she's a star. It's in Taiwan.